This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. The plan to dig a 4-mile-long tunnel underneath the Straits of Mackinac continues to move forward. That is to replace the existing Line 5 oil and gas pipelines. Last week, the project got approval from one state agency, but others still need to weigh the pros and cons. And one big sticking point in all of this is climate change. That is to say, should carbon emissions from burning oil and gas flowing through Line 5 be a factor in deciding if the tunnel gets a green light? That question is before a Michigan judge right now and could ultimately determine the tunnel's fate. Interlochen Public Radio's Lexi Krupp has the story.
Whenever an energy project is proposed on public lands, like drilling for oil and gas or installing a solar farm, the government has to review the resulting environmental impacts, including greenhouse gas emissions. That's true for pipelines, too.
There's a clear causal link between a pipeline being built or not built and both the production and consumption of that oil, and therefore carbon dioxide emissions, and therefore climate change.
That's Pete Erickson. He studies climate policy at the Stockholm Environment Institute. And he says a project's impact on climate, that can be the deciding factor in whether or not it goes forward. A high-profile case of this is the Keystone XL pipeline, which would have carried oil and gas from Alberta to Nebraska. The main reason the federal government didn't grant a permit for the pipeline was climate change.
The Keystone pipeline is one clear example, but there are others.
In Washington and Alaska, state agencies have rejected different fossil fuel projects because of their carbon emissions.
There's getting to be more cases of governments making these decisions and being upheld in the courts for doing so.
Now, for the Line 5 tunnel project, the company behind the proposal, Enbridge, requested that government agencies make an exception here. They said this is not a new pipeline. This big tunnel project would just replace the old one and make it safer. Enbridge argued their case before an administrative law judge. He's called the ALJ.
He's kind of the gatekeeper.
That's Margreta Kearney, an attorney at the Environmental Law and Policy Center in Chicago.
Here, Enbridge asked the ALJ to exclude any evidence that relates to greenhouse gas emissions or to climate change.
And the judge agreed with Enbridge. Back in October, he said public agencies should not think about greenhouse gas emissions at all with this tunnel project. Then there was this seismic shift in the equation.
Tonight, Governor Whitmer is moving to shut down the controversial Line 5 pipeline in the Straits of Mackinac.
In November, the governor ordered Enbridge to stop the flow of oil and gas through the Straits by May. And whether the order will stand, that's playing out in court right now. But it's already impacted the tunnel project. Because before, Enbridge was basically saying, we're going to run this pipeline one way or another.
That narrative goes away if they are no longer able to run the pipeline along the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac. Because then the choice isn't, are we going to run it on the bottom of the Straits or are we going to run it at a tunnel? The choice is, are we going to not run the pipeline? Or are you going to let us build a tunnel so that we can run the pipeline?
And that judge in charge, the ALJ, he's hearing arguments about this question today. In a statement shared with IPR, an Enbridge representative said considering climate is still, quote, extraneous and, quote, outside the scope of the proceeding. Ultimately, it's up to a state agency called the Michigan Public Service Commission and the Army Corps of Engineers to decide whether Enbridge should be able to build their Line 5 tunnel. And maybe, when they make their decision, they'll be weighing the impacts of carbon emissions from the project, too. For Stateside, I'm Lexi Krupp.
That story was part of Points North, which is a podcast produced by Interlochen Public Radio.